Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for checking out this podcast from Connecting Faith. You can hear the show live each weekday at noon Central Time, and there are many more podcasts for this and all our Faith Radio shows available online. Our web address is myfaithradio.com. And thanks for your gifts to this listener-supported ministry. Enjoy the podcast.
Always expect something good on your lunch hour. Connecting Faith with Life.
Here we are in Connecting Faith. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you listening in. I'm Neil Stavem, Ryan Thomas there at the phones. Grace, I know, Ryan would be on the board, right? That's how it works. Grace is on the phones.
I think
it's
so.
It's a nice division of responsibilities.
The glass pane between us.
Yes.
You know, it keeps us in our roles here on Connecting Faith.
And doing it well. I mean, actually, probably with one hand tied behind your back, you're doing it that well.
Just to make it fair, yes,
sure.
Sir.
We're going to talk, I was going to say fitness, but it's not really, it's fitness, I guess, in the sense of fiscal fitness as opposed to physical fitness.
Because that's compelling.
Yes. And we all need a little help in that area, I think, don't we?
So, yes, sir.
I haven't really reviewed your portfolio to know if you need help in that area, but
it's a very fair statement.
Okay. I know that I could use a little brush up and dust up and encouragement here. And so we're glad to have a good friend of the show back with us today because she has co-authored a new book called Lean Body, Fat Wallet. And you can discover the powerful connection to help you lose weight, dump debt, and save money.
Fantastic.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yes.
All right. I'm ready. By the way, we've got some copies of the book to give away, and you'll want to jump in. You may have some questions, some money questions. This would be a great time to call because Ellie Kay is back with us today. Ellie is, she's written 15 books, popular speaker, does a lot of work in corporate education, and mother of 7 children, and got a number of workshops that she does, shop, save, and share seminars. She's known as America's Family Financial Expert. Her books include Living Rich for Less, Heroes at Home, The 60-Minute Money Workout, The Debt Diet, A Tip a Day with Ellie Kay, and the new one that we want to reference that she co-wrote with Dana Dimitri called A Lean Body, Fat Wallet. Ellie, welcome back to Connecting Faith.
Well, thank you, Neil. Really great to be with you guys today.
Ellie and her husband Bob. Bob is a corporate. Is he still a corporate test pilot, or is he?
Yes, he is. He still does that. Enjoys slipping those surly bonds of Earth as often as he can.
But today would be a great day to be flying, I would think. But I guess when you're up above the clouds, it doesn't really matter, right? It's always a good day up there.
It's always good.
Yeah. And Ellie's this new book came out of, as I understand, you and Dana were doing some conferences together and just kind of hit it off and thought, you know, maybe there's some principles that relate to the areas of fitness and finances.
Yes, Dan and I were doing lifestyle conferences together, and one of the things we discovered as she would share about health and I would share about wealth, that there were a lot of connections. And once people started applying some of the habits and the principle that led to good health, if they applied those same habits, it would lead to becoming healthier fiscally as well. And so in that connection, we decided to come together and write about it.
It's an intriguing title, Lean Body, Fat Wallet. I think all of us probably wish that the wallet had a little bit more in it. What's your sense of, I mean, you've been talking finances for a number of years. What's your sense about maybe where we are as a nation? Are we, gaining any fiscal health?
Well, I believe that the recession was a wake-up call, especially to the millennial generation. And those are basically people that are 32 and under. And I think that they saw parents and friends and even extended relatives lose their homes, struggle with unemployment. And I believe that as a result of that, a lot of younger people especially are looking at the value of not getting into consumer debt and building up a savings account and just generally getting healthier fiscally. So I hope that that is a good trend that we're seeing right now, coming out of something that was very difficult in our nation's history, and that is our recent recession.
Well, it always is nice to kind of get caught up on your story for those that don't know you, because you came into a married situation, and you were, fairly prosperous, but ran into some debt issues. Talk a little bit about your background.
Neil, I was a broker, and I didn't really have trouble making ends meet. I wasn't wealthy, but I didn't have debt, and I learned to live within my means. I followed the biblical principles of good stewardship, and so I was pretty healthy financially. When I married my husband, I didn't ask for a credit report, which is kind of funny, but now I actually recommend that be part of the premarital counseling, so you can kind of understand who is bringing what into the marriage, especially in terms of debt. So we had $40,000 worth of consumer debt when we first got married. He took a pay cut to go into the Air Force full-time from being an engineer as a civilian. And in doing so, we had really difficult times for the first part of our marriage. But we committed to doing things God's way. And within 2.5 years, on just one military man's income, we were able to pay off all of our consumer debt, and we have remained debt-free ever since.
So there's hope. You know what you're talking about, and we're going to get some great advice today with the LEK. By the way, again, we do have some copies of 5 copies of the book we'll give away today. Lean Body, Fat Wallet: Discover the Powerful Connection to Help You Lose Weight, Dump Debt, and Save Money. It's a practical book. You're going to want to get a copy of it. We'll do the drawing for it here at the end of the hour. And we'd love to have you join the conversation. You have a specific question about money today, finances, spending plans, all those kinds of things. Give us a call at 877-933-2484. That's 877-93-FAITH. Or you can connect with us online, myfaithradio.com, and then click on the Connecting Faith show page and you can drop us a note there, and we'd be happy to take your questions today. So, Ellie, this book, you talk about some fundamental habits that can, that really are life changers in terms of whether we're working on our physical fitness or on our finances. Let's review what those are.
Well, basically, there are habits that drive our lives, and we operate most frequently on autopilot. And so whatever habits we have, those are the ones that are going to be able to have the most dominant thought in our mind, and those are the things we're going to do on a regular basis. So the 4 lean body fat wallet habits that we talk about are the are what you are what you think habit, the 3D habit, the in and out habit, and then the sustainable lifestyle habit.
And we'll break those down a bit more as we go along. Let's start with that first one. I mean, as you mentioned, habits are just things that we do kind of automatically. We don't really think about them, so we need to do some thinking, and that's really the first step, isn't it?
It is, Neil. And basically, this first habit is the you are what you think habit. It is a foundational habit. Dana talks about in her part of the writing is that it takes 21 days to begin to change our thoughts. And there are actually neuron pathways that change in response to repetition. And also, the whole idea that practice makes permanent. It doesn't make perfect, it makes permanent. So if you tell yourself constantly when it comes to your health, I'm always going to be overweight, everybody in my family's overweight, I'm just going to have to deal with that. That is, a negative habit that is something that needs to be replaced with, my temple is a part of the Holy Spirit lives there. He wants me to be healthy. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Whatever type of new habit that you want to replace with your negative thinking is what we're talking about in this habit. And when it comes to wealth, it's the idea of, I'm always going to have this student loan debt. I'm never going to get out of consumer debt. Why even try anymore? And those are the type of thoughts that you want to take captivity captive and replace with positive thoughts. And that is, with God's help, we're going to be able to dig out of this debt, and then we'll remain debt-free by exercising principles that can help us remain that way.
So this isn't a sort of a think and grow rich kind of thing, is it? But your thought life does play an important part.
Well, you know, Neil, the Bible says that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And if you think that you're always going to have, you know, never make ends meet, if you think you're always going to have debt, if you think that you're never going to be able to tithe, if you start to think all of these things that go contrary to really what God's Word says about us and about the lifestyle that we can have in Him, then we kind of end up stuck in a place that we don't want to be in. So the first thought is to take captivity, every thought captive, and to begin to replace those negative thoughts with what God says, positive thoughts, and what He says about us and our abilities through Him.
So let's break that down a little bit. What does that look like to take every thought captive? How does it actually work?
Well, I think that one of the first things you have to do is you have to identify the lies that you currently believe. So I've already mentioned a couple of lies that people believe about their health, about their wealth, and then we need to take those thoughts captive. So every time we have a negative thought of, oh, I can't afford to tithe, I'm not going to tithe because I just can't afford to do that, we need to take that captive and we need to say, no, I believe that God honors those who honor Him, so I believe that I can tithe, for example. And then the next step is to construct new healthy self-talk to counteract the lies, which is something that I just demonstrated. And then the last part, the last step is to repeat your healthy self-talk until a new dominant thought forms. And what that looks like is this. When we look at our finances and we say, I'm never going to get financially healthy. I'm never going to be able to build up a savings account. We're always going to live paycheck to paycheck. So when you start to think those negative things about your finances, you look at them and you say, I believe we can get financially healthy. I believe the Lord's going to help us get out of debt. And I believe that we can give back into the kingdom and be able to make a real difference through our tithes and offerings. So you start to replace those on a regular basis. And, you know, you might have to remind each other to do it if you're married, because one person can bring the other person down. Mm. And in doing that, that's four very proactive ways to change your thinking.
Talking about changing your thinking, it's one of the foundational habits that will help you to experience. Well, it helps you not only to lose weight, but you can lose debt, you can save money, you can get financially fit. We're talking about the new book from Ellie Cage. She's the co-author of Lean Body, Fat Wallet, and it's published from Thomas Nelson. We've got some copies to give away, and we'd love to have you join the conversation with us as well. You can sign up for a drawing for the book. You can ask Ellie a question today. She's America's Family Financial Experts. I'd be honored to have you join the program at 877-933-2484. That's 877-933-2484. Ellie Cage authored some 15 books, including Live Rich for Less, The 60-Minute Money Workout, The Debt Diet, A Tip a Day with Ellie Cage. She's founder of the Shop and Save Share Ministries and is known as America's Family Financial Expert and is with us today on Connecting Faith. And there's more coming up.
For the asking. Again, myfaithradio.com.
We're learning how to live lean and live maybe lighter, live freer, live more financially fit, talking about a new book out called Lean Body, Fat Wallet from Ellie Cage and Dana Demetri. And it's published by Thomas Nelson. Ellie Cage is my guest today. We've had her on the show a number of times before. Appreciate the always wise financial advice. She is known as America's Family Financial Expert, has authored some 15 books, and we're talking today about some of the basic habits that can help us not only physically, but fiscally. We talked about you are what you think habit. That's one of the foundational habits. There's another one, the 3D habit. Ellie, let's talk about that.
The 3D habit basically is to determine, distract, and delay. So those are the three Ds. And what that basically looks like in action is this is a habit that will help you overcome temptation. It's a temptation deterrent strategy. You can use it in a wide variety of ways to deal with shopping urges, with eating urges, and it tends to work best if you plan ahead before you are in the temptation. And so basically it is determine, distract, and delay.
Determine, distract, and delay. So we determine whether or not we need the item. Is that the first thing?
Right. So let's say you're going to the grocery store, and because that's one that covers both health and wealth. So you're going to the grocery store, and you determine that you're going to stay on budget, that you're not going to give in to impulse buys, that you're going to buy healthy options and not buy that really fresh French bread that just came out of the oven. So you determine ahead of time, okay, this is my strategy for the grocery store so that I can stay on track both with my wallet and my waistline. And then the second thing is to distract. So a lot of times when you're going through the grocery store, the marketeers put the real pricey stuff right up front to where you're going to have to walk right by it. And these are the things that will tempt you along the way. So one way to distract yourself is just to kind of avoid those areas. Don't even walk through the gift and floral area. Don't walk through the bakery if you can help it, if you're trying to cut back on some carbs. So you distract yourself. That's the second step. And then delay. Let's say that you see an impulse item, whether you're in the grocery store, you're in the mall, just delay the purchase of that item. Just don't put it in the cart and determine, okay, if I still feel like I need it at the end of my grocery shopping, I'll go back and I'll pick it up. And it, like if you're in the mall, for example, if you see something that's on sale in a shop, then go get coffee, go eat your lunch, go do something else, and then go back later or even the next day. And it is amazing how this third part of 3D, the delay element, can really help short-circuit the vast majority of temptation buying and splurge type of buying, where you're giving into that impulse to be able to pick up something that your budget doesn't need and that in some cases your waistline might not need either.
You know, the idea of delayed gratification, that was back when our moms and dads had that. Maybe us not so much and our kids even less perhaps.
Right, and that's a lost art. I think it's something that we have to train our kids in and even our grandkids, depending on where we are in our parenting or grandparenting cycle. But delayed gratification is a wonderful skill that can help you in the long run with so many areas, and it's something of a lost art, but we're trying to bring that back. And that's the third part of the 3D habit is to delay.
Now, as you've talked with many over the years doing seminars and writing books and interacting with people, is this one of the areas where people get into debt because they are maybe not distracted, or it's impulse buying, or are there some other maybe foundational reasons why people tend to get in bad financial situations?
I think, Neil, that one of the things that our grandparents experienced, that our generation and certainly now the generations that have come since then, one of the things that they experienced was there was not the opportunity to be able to go into consumer debt. They didn't really have credit cards the way that we do today. And the whole idea of credit didn't become real popular until the early 70s. And so they either had to have cash for it or they had to wait to buy it. And that is something that a lot of people are trying to go back to. And that fits into the whole idea of delayed gratification. But what I think happens and where people get into financial trouble is that they feel like they're entitled to it and they don't really have to wait. They can slap it on revolving credit. They can throw down the credit card and they don't have to wait for it. They don't have to take time to earn the cash to be able to pay for it. And that is where we're really getting into trouble when it comes to consumer debt.
Talking with Ellie Kay today about some of the important foundational habits that can help us get our financial house in order and our physical bodies in order as well. The book is called Lean Body, Fat Wallet. She's co-authored it with Dana Dimitri. And Ellie has written a number of books talking with us today on the subject of finances. We'd welcome your calls at 877-93-FAITH. If you'd like to join in, we'd have some copies of the book to give away. We're talking about these foundational habits. So one of them, number one, you are what you think. The 3D habit, number two, we just talked about. Number three has to do with the reality and making wise choices. Explain that one.
This is called the In-N-Out habit, and Neil, I always have to explain to people that live in California that that is not the restaurant, which is like the world's greatest hamburger.
Sure, we were getting excited. What? There's a burger plan here, but that's not it. Okay.
No, we're not talking about that In-N-Out habit. Basically, as you said, it's a reality check. You're going to be able to determine the bottom line both fiscally and physically, and basically, to lose weight, you're going to put less food in and burn more calories out. To lose debt and save, you're going to put less money out on purchases and put more money into savings. So those are the kind of the in and out. One of the things that we discuss in this chapter is how small things really add up. For example, Dana says that if you eat four crackers a week above what your calorie intake is, that at the end of a year you're going to gain 10 pounds, which is really kind of sad. You know, gaining 10 pounds over crackers does not seem worth it, but it just shows how these small things add up. And then, of course, when it comes to finance, we outline very specifically how that latte factor, that extra $5 a day that you spend going into debt, it keeps the sports car away. So over the course of 20 years, that $5 a day, you can pay cash for a sports car. And so those are the kinds of things that we discuss in the In-N-Out habit.
Again, reality being, I guess it's probably taking an honest look at where we're spending, right? And that kind of leads us to the fourth habit, the sustainable lifestyle habit. Explain that one.
Yes. You know, this is basically how to have a healthy and sustainable lifestyle that you can do most days for the rest of your life and still enjoy your life. Because one of the failure factors that we have seen over and over is that people set unrealistic expectations. So they say, okay, I'm going to lose 50 pounds before my reunion in 2 months. Well, that's just not going to happen. Or you say, okay, we're not going to have vacations anymore until we get out of this consumer debt. Well, that's not realistic either. And so we ask people to ask themselves, can I live this way most days and not feel totally deprived? So the way that you're going to live your life when it comes to your health and when it comes to your budget and your wealth, you have to ask yourselves if you can live a fairly normal lifestyle with that particular approach. And we encourage people to find the lifestyle that they can live with day after day, month after month, for the rest of their lives, and then that will be your new sustainable lifestyle.
Wise advice, and again, it doesn't all have to happen at once, right? I mean, we take it, we got into it a bit at a time, four crackers at a time, we can get out of it a few dollars at a time, right?
You can, Neil, and you know, one of the things that is so amazing is the power of incremental change. Incremental change, it compounds greatly over time. So the small changes that you make today should not be underestimated. You know, going out for a walk with the dogs, even for just 20 minutes, not foregoing the lunch out with friends from work one time a week. You know, these little changes can profoundly impact your life. And so that's why it's really important to pay attention to the small choices that we make on a regular basis.
Ellie Kay is author of 15 books, speaker, corporate educator, and spokesperson, mother of seven children. And she has written a number of books, including Live Rich for Less, The 60-Minute Money Workout, The Debt Diet. The one we're referencing today, she's co-author with Dana Dimitri, called Lean Body, Fat Wallet. We've got copies to give away, and we'd love to have you join in the broadcast. We'll get to your calls here coming up in a couple minutes. It's 877-93-FAITH, 877-933-2484. You have money questions today. Ellie Kay is America's family financial expert. Some great tips. We'll talk a little bit about dealing with failure as well on the other side of this break. And take your calls, 877-933-2484. More with Ellie Kay coming up on Connecting Faith.
Let it burn so brightly that everyone around can see that it's you that we need. Start a fire in me.
listening to Connecting Faith. We've connected with Ellie Kay again today. Welcome her back to Connecting Faith, America's family financial expert. She does seminars, speaking, has written some 15 books. The one we're referencing, she co-wrote with Dana Dimitri, called Lean Body, Fat Wallet. Discover the powerful connection to help you lose weight, dump debt, and save money. We've got, I think, 5 copies to give away. It's a great tool that will help you. And Mary is called in, signed up for the book, also has a question for us. Mary, you're on with Dan, with Ellie Kay. Go ahead.
Hi. My daughter is under a huge college debt, and I'm wondering, is it best to, I'd like to give her some money. I've heard that you should not loan it because that just creates tension in the family. So a gift would help, I think, because they're just really under a heavy load. What do you advise?
Mary, I think it's great that she has you in her life because you want to bless her with a gift to be able to help her with this student loan debt. I do agree that it's important to not lend money among family or friends or that whole concept, because there's nothing that can kind of make relationships go south quicker than when it comes to money matters and they're lending money. In your case, I think it's perfectly fine if you want to gift her with some money to be able to pay off those student loan debts. What I would recommend, Mary, is that you pay the money directly to the student loan, and then that way it's, you know, it's going directly to help them where it kind of hurts the most in terms of that loan. So make a check out there, find out from her how you can pay directly to whittle down the principal on that student loan debt, and she'll be really blessed because of it. The other thing, Mary, is the whole idea of precedence. So if there's other children involved, they may expect you to do the same thing for them when it comes to their student loans. So just be aware that whatever you're doing right now, you are setting a precedence as well.
And Ellie, I know we've talked in the past about your kids managed to get through college in many ways without debt, but the student loan debt is huge for so many young couples, individuals, and couples, because it's thousands of dollars. Any advice on how to start to get out of that huge mountain?
Well, and of course, you're looking at people who already have this debt, and oftentimes you marry into debt. So someone can have 60 grand in student loan debts, and they marry someone with 80 grand, and woo, you know, all of a sudden now you have this huge loan that you have to pay off and you have to service. I think one of the things that you can keep in mind, and I actually have a blog on this that can go into greater detail and give you websites that you can click onto, and that is, if you don't have a job, there's ways to be able to service that student loan debt, have the interest rate reduced, even forego payments for a season if you can prove that you're in between jobs and that you're looking for additional work. There are some programs that employers have where they will help to pay off some of your student loan debt. Of course, in the military, that is a way to be able to do that, whether it's the Guard or Reserves, maybe not the actives. But there are some other ways to be able to manage that debt. And that's, of course, one of the main reasons why we encourage people to go to the school that they can afford with the least amount of student loan debt rather than the best school that they can get into.
Let's take another call. An anonymous listener has a question for you. She's calling from Shoreview. You're on with Ellie Kay. Go ahead.
Hi, Ellie. Yes, I just have a question. Every summer I go through the same thing with all the get-togethers, celebrations, and events. It all involves food, and I totally lose control. And I can pray about it beforehand, knowing that it's a problem for me, pray, you know, for help, and it never fails. I lose control, and I'm just wondering if you have any suggestions that might help.
Yes, I really do. I mean, one of the things, the habits that we talk about is the in and out habit. And I think one of the reasons that we lose control, and I feel your pain because I can really understand how hard it is when it comes to all the get-togethers you have in the summer. One of the things that you could get is the Fitness Pal. It's an app that you can download to your phone. It's absolutely free, and they automatically do all the counting for you. So you plug in that you're having a hamburger and that you want to have that potato salad, and it starts to track it for you. And it is amazing how when you see something in black and white, you see something printed and written down, that those calories are really adding up so that you can stop when you need to. And then also you entering your exercise. So if you walk the dogs for an hour, you get an extra 350 calories. And it shows how those kinds of things balance out as well. So I would encourage you to get a tracker of some kind so that you really can keep up with it. And then the second thing is accountability. You've prayed about it, and that's wonderful. Go the step further beyond that. Continue to pray about it, but make yourself accountable to a friend for a specific party, maybe someone who's at the party. It's a little bit sketchy making yourself accountable to your spouse, because the last thing I want Bob saying to me is, are you sure you want that extra cookie? That does not go over well with me. So you may want to pick a good girlfriend or something that will ask you after the party, so how did you do? And it's amazing how those two little things can make a huge impact and can, in your case, maybe make all of the difference between staying on track and going off track.
Noticed, Ellie, in the book, both you and Dana talk pretty freely about the importance of counting, that we need to pay attention. We need to know calorie count, we need to know dollars. I mean, that we can't simply just sort of float by and have sort of round numbers or rough estimates.
Well, like Dana says, that when it comes to our health, people tend to underestimate their calories and they tend to overestimate their exercise. And so when you do those two things, you're kind of setting yourself up for unrealistic expectations. And the same thing happens with what we're spending in terms of tracking. I don't track every penny. If I'm buying lunch on my credit card, I'm going to pay it off at the end of the month, and I'm not necessarily tracking every single thing. Some families may need to, though, until they get back on track and within budget where they want to be.
Take another call. This is Bill listening in Brooklyn Park. Bill, you're on with LEK. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Ellie. I got a money question. I'm like 8 years away from retirement, and between my wife's Social Security, her pension, and my pension, we should do pretty good as far as guaranteed money. But we have a variable annuity, and I'm wondering about your ideas on variable annuities. Right now, we have $370,000. In a variable annuity. I've heard the expenses are very high for that, but it's got a guaranteed rider in it. What's your comment on something like that? Is that good guaranteed money, or are we?
And Bill, let me just clarify. You said you're 8 years away from retirement?
That is correct.
Okay, all right.
Well, annuities can really work. I like fixed indexed annuities a little bit better, Bill, than the variable annuities, but they really can work for certain families. One of the good things about an annuity is, as you said, you're going to have a guaranteed income, and that income is going to be supplementing your Social Security and the pensions that you already have. The other good thing about an annuity is the idea that your family members that see how well you've done in terms of planning for your retirement don't feel like a sense of entitlement that they deserve for you to pay off their consumer debt or their student loan debt or some of the other things. So if your money is tied up in a fixed indexed annuity, then that is something that you don't have available to be able to help bail out, if you will, some other family members. And the only reason I mention that, Bill, is because amongst boomers especially, I'm seeing an incredible amount of wealth being deteriorated for retirement when it comes specifically to their children and their grandchildren, because they feel the sense of obligation, and they do that at their own expense and at their expense of retirement. So you're doing really well. I would also encourage you to go ahead, as you're still working since you're 8 years away, to pay down your consumer debt and try to pay down as much of your house. Get in on paying that 13th payment every month to get your house paid off early. And when you get all of those things done, then you'll have minimal expenses to be able to have a very nice retirement.
Bill, thanks for that call. Ellie, you mentioned the caring for your kids. I know one of the chapters in the book, you talk about raising fit and frugal kids, but this is not just probably when they're young. Adult children, we need to be wise in how we help and encourage them as well. Do you have some advice, some guidelines on helping our kids at any and every stage?
Well, Neil, one of the things that we've told our kids all along is that our love for them is unconditional, but our money is conditional. And so they have seen that if they're going to college, and one of the ways they got through college debt-free was not only their own work in terms of scholarships and work-study programs and internships in the summer, it was us helping them as well. We helped them modestly, but we gave them a certain amount towards books and tuition and whatever else they needed, and we had the requirement that they maintain a good GPA. So it's okay to have requirements for the money that you're giving your children. And it's really important. I had talked earlier to Mary about the whole idea of precedence. If you bail one child out of consumer debt, or you make their house payment because they're going to lose their house if they don't, realize that you're setting the precedent not only for that same child to come back to you, you know, 3 years from now and they've got the same consumer debt problems that they're coming back to the well a second time, but you're also setting precedents for your other children that say, you did it for him, why wouldn't you do it for me? So there's a lot of sticky situations when it comes to our adult children, but if we monitor these things by praying about them, by asking God what he would have us do in each situation, and by responding biblically as to what the Bible says about lending money and debt and so forth, then we're not only going to help our kids, we're going to help ourselves in the long term when it comes to our future retirement as well.
Talking today with Ellie Kay, America's family financial expert. She also has founded the Shop, Save, and Share seminars, has written some 15 books, including Living Rich for Less, The 60-Minute Money Workout, The Debt Diet, A Tip a Day with Ellie Kay, Heroes at Home. Ellie has a great ministry to the military, and we're going to talk a little bit more about her new book that she's co-written with Dan and Dimitri called Lean Body, Fat Wallet. We do have some copies that we'll give away here at the end of the show, about 5 copies, and you can simply sign up for that by giving us a call at 877-93-FAITH. 877-933-2484. Or if you want to drop us a note, a question online, you can do that by going to myfaithradio.com, and then click on Connecting Faith. There's the link right there in the show page to get you to today's discussion with Ellie Kay. I'll talk a little bit about issues of unrealistic expectations and failure, as well as celebrations when we actually accomplish some of those important financial goals. More on that coming up. Welcome your calls as well in just a moment here on Connecting Faith.
University of Northwestern, St. Paul. Your life on purpose.
We have about 15 minutes left in today's program, Connecting with Ellie Kay, author of a number of books, popular speaker, corporate educator and spokeswoman, and a mother of 7 children. And her and her husband Bob have been married for 27, I think, plus years. You can find out more about her her great writing and blogs and great advice online at lek.com, E-L-L-I-E-K-A-Y.com, lek.com. Ellie's written a new book, co-written it, called Lean Body, Fat Wallet, published by Thomas Nelson. Ellie, in the book, you do address, as we touched on a little bit earlier, the issue of unrealistic expectations. And so let's talk a bit about failure, because, boy, whether it's fitness or finances, that seems pretty prevalent. And how do we break that habit of failure, or at least talk about some of the factors that can lead to failure?
Well, I think one of the things that we should do, Neil, is to set realistic goals and expectations. And you're not going to lose 10 pounds in 1 week. You're not going to pay off $10,000 in consumer debt in 3 months. You know, these are all things that we have to set goals and make them realistic. You know, one of the things I like to say, Neil, is the whole idea that you can have it all, but not all at the same time. So we may not be able to have the house we want and the car and the vacations and all of that at the same time, but we can have those things over a period of time as you set realistic expectations. You know, earlier I talked about how small things add up and the latte factor of a sports car. So that is something that I've actually practiced in my life with my kids. So for many years, I drove the minivan and the Suburban, but I was saving a certain amount every single day. And after the kids got launched, I went out and bought a Mercedes 280 SLK because that was something that was a long-term goal. It's something that I wanted. And it was something that was attainable when you look at the idea that you can have it all, but not all at the same time. So setting these realistic expectations and these realistic goals and working towards that goal, maybe having a temporary type of stringent type of budget that you're looking at to be able to reach a specific goal. For example, in our family, one of the things we did for just 2 years was that we lived on base and we went down to one car, which was really a challenge. And my husband is a healthy guy. He put on his flight suit and he actually drove his bike to work right there on base. We only did that for 2 years, but it helped us pay off consumer debt because we had that goal in mind.
Delayed gratification again. You can have it all, just can't have it all at the same time. Ellie, I know that you also talk about in those realistic goals that there's a place for celebration. Why is celebration important?
Well, I think it's really important to acknowledge how far you've come. As you're doing these small things and you're losing a pound a week or you're paying off one credit card at a time, it's easy to just look ahead of you and say, yeah, well, I still have $5,000 in credit card debt I have to pay off. So what if I've paid off $1,000? Well, it is important that you've paid off $1,000 because you're on your way towards that goal of getting all that credit card debt paid off. So it's important to be able to celebrate and to acknowledge what God has done in our life. He has provided ways for us to be able to reach our goals, to be able to become healthier, both fiscally and physically. And when we take the time to celebrate, it's also taking the time to be grateful and expressing that gratitude as well.
I know you've talked about that in a number of your books, that the importance of gratitude, just having that attitude of thanksgiving for all that we do have, whether it's all that we need at the moment, but God does provide.
Yes, it's true. And, you know, I think we all kind of need a paradigm shift when it comes to lean body, fat wallet. This whole discussion today, Neil, is not about what we can't do. Oh, you're doing this wrong, and you shouldn't be doing that wrong, and maybe I shouldn't even say anything at all. That's not what this is about. This is about freedom, and it's about setting goals and being able to say this is what we can do if we do these up, make these other choices. We can have a healthier lifestyle, feel a lot better when it comes time to go out and play in the yard with the grandchildren. We can go on a vacation because we've worked towards it. We've been smart when it comes to how we're going to pay for it and going to the right websites to be able to find the best deals. So it's not so much about what we cannot do. It's about what we have the freedom to do when we make specific choices.
Well, let's talk a little bit about using, maybe starting with vacations, and we can talk, you know, buying a car or grocery shopping. But if people haven't quite got their plan together for the summer, are there still some things that we can do for vacations or maybe just in general? What are some general principles how we can have a meaningful vacation without spending, breaking the bank?
Right. You know, there's a lot of things that I've blogged about. If we run out of time, people can always go and read about some of my vacation blogs that I've just put up. But one of the really fun things that we like to do is we subscribe to TravelZoo's Top 20. And this is available across the nation. So you go to TravelZoo.com, and they have all of these different vacations that are coming up. For example, recently we were alerted to a $249 cruise that leaves kind of out of our backyard, out of Long Beach. And it's a five-night cruise. And there's no way that you could spend five nights in a hotel for $249. And so we were alerted to that, kind of a last-minute type of deal. But there are these websites that can help you do twice as much on your same amount of vacation budget if you'll look for those. Another one is Groupon. It's really popular. A lot of people do it. It's almost passe. It is so popular today. However, group buying can still be a really good deal if you kind of know what you're looking for when it comes to being able to get the best deals, whether it's a spa treatment that you're going to splurge on or going out to eat or even a vacation to Ireland. We recently saw one of those come up on Groupon. A friend of mine took it and had a fabulous time. So there's a lot of ways to be able to kind of think outside of the box, to do a little bit of your research, and to still come within your budget.
Well, the budget every week gets eaten up a bunch, literally, I guess, at the store, at the grocery store. And I know that you've had a lot to say and write about grocery shopping. What are some tips there? You're a fan of coupons, aren't you?
Well, I am, and yet, you know, I am in the new, you know, millennial type of generation, especially amongst my kids, and understand that things have changed. So the couponing that I did when I wrote my first book 15 years ago is not the same couponing that we have today. It's radically changed, and yet you can still save a lot of money doing it. As a matter of fact, one of the tweets that I had today was where I was a subject matter expert for an article on published on Main Street called Couponing for the Extremely Lazy, because who really has time to do couponing the old-fashioned way we did before? So some of my really quick tips to be able to save money using coupons is to go to couponmom.com, and she's done all the work for you. She'll tell you what's on sale, what kind of store coupons exist in the store, how you can go to the store websites and download the coupons so that all you do when you put in your phone number, you automatically have all of those coupons loaded on to your account so that you can use them right there. And then one of my really favorite things to do is to have everybody listening to me right now, even the people that are working in your tech area right now, just have them download the app called RetailMeNot.com. And actually, on the app is just a RetailMeNot. They have up to 400,000 coupon codes, and no matter where you go, whether you're in the grocery store or the mall or you're shopping online, or whether you're even in a restaurant, look up the name of the store that you're in, and a lot of times you're going to find a code, and they'll scan it right there at the checkout, and you can save an extra $10, $20, an extra 5%, whatever the code is worth. And my kids do this all the time. My husband even has started doing it, and it's added up to hundreds of dollars of savings every year.
And Ryan, of course, is looking at me saying, Neil, you're going to have to get your phone updated so you could actually get into the 20th century. So that's a whole other story. But Ellie, maybe a word about saving and giving. I know that's an important part of your approach to healthy finances as well.
You know, Neil, Bob and I have gone through different times in our life, kind of a feast or famine type of thing. And it's during the famine times, the thing that bothers me the most is not having the freedom to be able to give to other people and meet their needs. We've always tithed, even during our famine season, but we like to go above and beyond the tithe to help friends go on the mission field, to help a traveling missions team that's coming through town, to be able to support them a little bit more proactively. And so I really do believe that it's important for us to get a grip on our finances so that we can be a blessing to other people. And I do believe that God blesses us with the ability to get out of debt, to build up our savings account, to be able to get healthier financially for a specific purpose, not just so that we can have bragging rights and say, oh yeah, look what I did. No, so that we can turn around and help other people get out of debt. We can help other people learn how to live on a budget, but we can also give to organizations that we believe in to be able to impact the lives of people around the world, and certainly to be able to impact the kingdom as well.
And speaking of organizations you believe in, say a word here before where our time gets away about the Heroes at Home and your great work with the military.
Well, our military is under all kinds of attack, and it's the attack that they're facing right now a lot of times is the idea of debt. If a military member gets into too much consumer debt, they'll be asked to leave the military because they become a security risk. And so in this case, it impacts our national military readiness when it comes to their finances. So I have been asked to go out and to speak to brave men and women literally around the world, the Navy SEALs, Special Ops, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Army. And it is my privilege to be able to speak to these groups of people that serve us so faithfully, to be able to talk to them about smart ways to use the military benefits they have, like the Thrift Savings Account, like the Savings Deployment Plan, things that they're not even aware of that they can qualify for while they're in the combat zone. And I help them be able to get a handle on their finances so that they can continue to do what they love, which is serving our nation.
And you've got links at your website for that as well, right?
I do. Yes, I do. And the Heroes at Home conferences are going on right now and scheduled for many months to come, literally around the world.
It's LEK.com. Ellie, you mentioned there's a number of resources available there. What can people find when they go to your site?
When they go there, they can find my blog. They can find a schedule as to where I'll be speaking. They can also find ways to contact us. So if you have a question and you didn't get through on the phone lines today, you can contact our office. We'll do our best to be able to help you in a timely manner. And there's a lot of resources there, and there's some tools there, too, that can help you pay down debt, get on a budget, and they're all free.
LEK.com, and you can check out the new book, Lean Body, Fat Wallet, to discover the powerful connection to help you lose weight, dump debt, and save money. It's from Thomas Nelson, LEK, America's family financial expert, and he's also giving the Heroes at Home seminars around the globe, authored some 15 books, joining us today on Connecting Faith. Check out the website, LEK.com. We'll put a link up on our site as well. And if you missed part of today's show or want to pass it on to a friend, it's all shareable. Go to MyFaithRadio.com and click on Connecting Faith and listen to the podcast. And thanks for listening today.